The Vermont Energy Generation Siting Policy Commission was tasked with determining how and where energy projects should be placed in the state. Its recommendations include a tiered policy structure that increases emphasis on energy planning at regional and municipal levels and increases public participation. The Vermont Natural Resources Council was among the groups that had called for creation of the commission and the study. Executive Director Brian Shoup.
We thought that the process wasn't serving everyone's needs and needed to be looked at, and hopefully some changes needed to be made to allow for energy development to go forward in a way that protects our resources.
Shoup finds that the report has several helpful recommendations, including the tiered approach to siting review.
Not all projects are controversial or pose serious threats of impact, so it's a way to move the smaller scale projects forward faster and to take a little bit more time to engage the public and the communities who are affected by the large-scale projects.
Vermonters for a Clean Environment Executive Director Annette Smith calls the report a well-intentioned effort that doesn't solve problems.
They are trying a top-down approach where we have a state comprehensive energy plan, and then they want regional planning commissions to come up with energy plans that are in conformance with the state energy plan. And then they want the towns to be sort of subsidiaries of that. So everything now is planned to be done through the regional planning commission. And I serve on the Rutland Regional Planning Commission, and so I have a pretty good sense of how realistic this idea is, and I simply don't think it's realistic.
Renewable Energy Vermont Executive Director Gabrielle Stebbins is concerned about some of the report's recommendations.
One of the primary concerns is just the capacity and the doability of some of the recommendations. And really what we need to do is get a really clear understanding, first and foremost, of how much energy we need and we use. And then, where do you put it? Where do you site it?
Stebbins also worries that the suggested tiered permitting would be detrimental to renewable energy projects over 500 kilowatts.
500 kilowatts is pretty small. We might end up coming back to the table and saying, 500 kilowatt systems really don't actually meet our need. So we've made this really comprehensive permitting and recommendations, but do they ultimately get us to where we need to go?
Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns doesn't think the commission nor the report were needed, but didn't oppose the report.
A review of how other states, particularly in our region, are addressing this issue was something that we thought could be useful because, in fact, it is more difficult, more time-consuming, and more costly in Vermont to build renewable energy projects than any place else in the Northeast. And that doesn't make sense.
The commission was created by the governor to craft the report in October 2012. It was due to the governor and legislature on April 30th. Recommendations made in the report can be accomplished through legislation or Public Service Board rulemaking. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.